from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to another Radio Munson. I know it's been sort of a hectic week for you. That's why we're here to help you keep your sunny side up. Sunny side up. Well, it'll make you feel a little warmer. Anyway, Robert Farnon's orchestra kicking off another Radio Munson on what in central Illinois is a chilly Thursday evening. Here in Tucson, Arizona, it chills down pretty good here in the evenings. We've been down in the 30s several nights recently, but hopefully it won't go any lower than that. We believe in sunshine right here. We're going to try to throw a little light on some mysteries from ancient music. Music that, for the most part, was first recorded before we were even born. There's a good example of it. The recording by Robert Farnon is not that old, but the song came out in 1929 for a motion picture, a sound motion picture, singing, too, called Sunny Side Up. And it kicks off another Radio Munson. Glad you're here this evening. We're going to do some learning here this evening. You know, learning's not all out of textbooks. This is the Count Basie Band with Sammy Davis Jr.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn, since this is the perfect spot to learn. Teach me tonight, starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Come on and teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above you. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you a thousand times. Across the sky, one thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. Thank you. a blackboard high above you. And if a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Come on and teach me to know. Oh, yes. Teach me tonight.
Count Basie's band was Sammy Davis Jr. here on Radio Munson. I'm glad you're along this evening. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time and till 8 o'clock here Mountain Time in Tucson, Arizona. We're just a little ways up Dove Mountain tonight in our lavishly appointed Radio Munson West studios. I'm glad you're along for the ride tonight. Here's a group that recorded in the 1970s in Germany. And it was a vestige of the Hi-Lo's singing quartet. And this was a singing quartet. And Gene Perling, who did the arrangements for the Hi-Lo's, was still doing the vocal arrangements for the new group he put together called Singers Unlimited. Three guys and one girl, Bonnie Herman. Here they are from, I think it was 1976, with Gary Foster playing alto saxophone and Victor Feldman on electric piano.
Bells ring, birds sing,
another of Gene Perling's great vocal arrangements for the group that first was the High Lows, and then with the addition of Bonnie Herman, became Singers Unlimited. That was Gary Foster playing alto saxophone, and Victor Feldman was the guy playing that electric piano, to be precise. Speaking of pianists... Pound in the keys on the old upright piano, and that's Joe Fingers Carr, recording star in the 1950s, along with Ira Ironstrings, the guy that was playing the banjo. Well, they were both under contract somewhere else, or at least Alvino Ray was, the great electric guitar innovator. So Alvino Ray used the nom de plume of Ira Ironstrings. And Joe Fingers Carr was a record producer for Warner Brothers Records, who just happened to play great piano. His name is Lou Bush. Joe Fingers Carr. Somebody Stole My Gal. That song been around since 1918. I'm going to play you one even older than that here in just a few minutes from Alice Faye. You know who Alice Faye was? She was maybe the only movie star, only one I know of, who walked away from a wonderful movie career right at the height of her popularity. She had this warm, husky, contralto voice and sort of a demure sexuality in a whole bunch of movies. Made her one of Hollywood's top money-making stars in the late 1930s. She was under a contract at 20th Century Fox for a little over a decade, during which she made 32 movies. But Alice Faye walked out in 1945 when Daryl Zanuck, the studio's leader, chopped up some of her scenes in a movie called Fallen Angel in order to highlight the performance of a younger Fox star, Linda Darnell. So Alice Faye just handed the keys to her dressing room to the studio gate guard and drove off the lot. She said, "When I stopped making pictures," this was in 1987, much later, she said, "it didn't bother me, because there were so many things I hadn't done. I'd never learned to run a house. I didn't know how to cook. I didn't know how to shop." So all of those things fill the gaps in the decades to come. Off screen, Alice Faye had an unlikely but very happy marriage to that brash bandleader Phil Harris. Remember him on Jack Benny's show? She married him in 1941, and the Hollywood gossip columnist gave the marriage maybe 6 months, but it lasted 54 years until Phil Harris died in the mid-90s. He was 91, died, I think, in 1995. Alice Faye was better equipped than anybody I can think of to record a song that had first been published and made popular in 1895. 1895. You've heard the song. It was this one.
Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with a girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He married the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on. Would waltz with a strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with a girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He married the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on. He married the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on. And the band played on. Thank you.
guess Dan Penton's composition called Eager Beaver for his great band of the 1940s and 1950s. Vito Musso was a guy playing that tenor saxophone, very unique style. And Mel Lewis, by the time this was recorded, was playing drums for the Kenton Band. What a great band. Eager Beaver. That was Alice Faye before the break. Here on Radio Munson, we're here on Thursday night, you know. By here, I mean just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, under the auspices of your listener-supported radio station, GLT, in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. I'm glad you're along, because the party's just starting.
Let the good time roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you gotta go and spend some cash. And let the good time roll, babe. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. And I don't care if you're old. Get yourself together, let the good time roll. Time. Got a dollar and a quarter, and I'm just riding the clown now. Don't let nobody play me cheap. I've got a 50 cents more than I am gonna keep. I'm gonna let the good time roll. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. And I don't care if you're old. Get yourself together, let the good time roll. Weather. Rainy weather, if you want to have a ball, you gotta get yourself together. Oh, get yourself under control. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Ray Charles with the Count Basie Band. I didn't know they'd recorded together. Well, you're not alone. Actually, they never did record together. But 2 years after Ray Charles passed away in, I think it was 2004, the Basie Band was brought into a studio to record instrumental tracks over a series of in-concert recordings of Ray Charles, things that had been recorded but never before released. That was one of them. So when Ray Charles did that, it would have been in the mid-1970s. And in 2006, the Basie Band was brought in, and it was all mixed together. That's part of the result. Joey DeFrancesco was brought in to play the B3 organ with the Basie Band for that session. Mike Williams was a guy who was playing that hot trumpet, and Butch Miles was the drummer with the band. Radio Munson, I'm Don. You can reach me at don@wglt.org. And you know our shows are all archived, so when the mood strikes you, just go to wglt.org and click on Music, find Radio Munson, and away you go. A whole menu of shows to choose from.
song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't mean a thing to me. Please come back, sweet music. I know I was wrong.
Sarah Vaughan with a Duke Ellington song called I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart. Boy, Ellington wrote some great stuff and recorded it with his band. That was not with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, however, although some of the players at that session had been with the Ellington band. It was recorded in 1979, Sassy singing with Grady Tate playing drums and Zoot Sims is the guy you heard with the tenor saxophone solo. So we have a little Ellington, sort of, and before that, a little bit of Basie, sort of. I was thinking about those two great band leaders, both who played piano, Duke Ellington, Count Basie. They had spent 26 years, as individual leaders of perhaps the two top jazz big bands of their era when 1961 rolled around. And the two principals, Basie and Ellington, were great admirers of each other's music. They always let that be known, but they had never recorded together until 1961, when Columbia Records brought both bands into the studios, put one over there on the left and the other one over there on the right. I mean, complete bands. And they recorded some of the songs that one or the other band had been noted for over the years. And it was really interesting. They gave time for the two piano players, who happened to be the leaders of the band, Ellington and Basie, to interplay a little bit. You'll hear one coming from each side. And some of their soloists were able to get a little time and bounced off of each other. We hear Johnny Hodges and with Ellington's band, and Frank West with the Basie's band playing alto sax, and Paul Gonzalez and Frank Foster from Ellington and Basie's bands, respectively, soloing on Jumpin' at the Woodside. Combined bands of Basie and Ellington, circa 1961, now out on CD. It's a good one. On Radio Munson, Jumpin' at the Woodside, they're playing right there. We're jumping here on Dove Mountain tonight on Radio Munson. Here's something that vocalist Rebecca Kilgore did with Chris Dawson playing piano and Anita Thomas playing clarinet.
I make up things to say on my way to you. On my way to you, I find things to say. I can write poems too when you're far away. When you're far away, I write poems too. But when you are near, my lips go dry. When you are near, I only sigh. Oh dear, I've told every little star just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me? Answer yes, I might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
That's trombonist and bandleader Cy Zentner, and a song that it's a legendary song. They sing at one of the Greek houses on almost every college campus in America. Still do. Sweetheart of Sigma Chi. Yeah. Here on Radio Munson. Becky Kilgore sang I've Told Every Little Star before the break. That's Paul McCartney at the microphone right now to sing from his Kisses on the Bottom album with Diana Krall playing piano, and John Pizzarelli is the guy playing guitar.
living in a memory. My echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we're not a crowd. We're not even company. My echo, my shadow, and me. What good is the moonlight, the silvery moonlight that shines above? I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where's the one I love? We three, we'll wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, my shadow, and me. I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where's the one I love? We three, we'll wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, echo, my shadow, and me. Waiting, my echo, my shadow, and me.
Paul McCartney is no different from many of the rest of us in that he treasures those songs that perhaps came along before his time, but they were certainly in his house, and it gives him memories, he says, of his parents. And music that we play on this show, I find, has the same effect. Sometimes it's grandparents, sometimes it's parents. But it brings back a pleasant time in the past for a lot of people who've moved on with their musical tastes, but have warm feelings for these songs. Roberta Donné feels that way. Her the songs that she likes are songs of her parents that came from the Roaring Twenties. She has a band called the Prohibition Mob Band, and she's recorded, among other things, a song in 1928 that Fats Waller and Billy Rose wrote. Roberta Donné.
But you. falling for nobody else but you. You know you caught my eye, and I've got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring and I'll take it from you. I used to travel single, always chance to mingle low. Now I tingle over you. Mr. Parson, stand by, 'cause I got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you.
That's Roberta Donay and her Prohibition Mob Band she performs with. Good band, great singer. Song from 1928. Fats Waller and Billy Rose here on Radio Munson. Here's a song from 1965 when jazz musicians were suddenly discovering the B3 Hammond organ. Groove Holmes was the master of one of the hits of 1965 with this one. played Misty, and it was a hit for him in 1965. Here on Radio Munson, we're going to be strutting with some barbecue with a great Sammy Nestico arrangement in a few minutes. Here's Steve Tyrell and something from an album he did in tribute to the songwriters Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen.
Suddenly you're sighing sighs. You think there's nothing wrong. You string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice. The folks are throwing shoes and rice. You'll hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked or you're cooked. You're caught in the tender trap. Watch out.
Well, it's too late now, 'cause there's